Hello and welcome to another program of Culture Vulture Artist Served. My name is Nikki Petroni. On the organizational team of the Imdina Cathedral Contemporary Art Biennale. And on this program, we will be talking with different artists and different participants of the Imdina Biennale, which will take place in November 2015 until January 2016. The theme of the Biennale is Christianity, Spirituality and the Other, and we will be inviting both local and international artists to develop on this theme, to interpret this theme, to create some sort of dialogue with this theme, and as much as possible challenge it as well. And we will be having artists from all sorts of disciplines, even though the focus will be on the visual arts. You can visit our website, www.imdinabiennale.org, to check out who these participating artists are, what sort of events we have going on, any information about the theme, about the people who are working on building up this event, and any contact information also. The artistic director for the 2015 edition is Dr. Giuseppe Schembri Bonacci, who is here with us today. He's an art critic and an art historian in the History of Art Department at the University of Malta. Also here with us today, there's Tiziana Tedesco-Cittas, who is an architect, and she's helping out the Imdina Biennale team by organizing the venue aspect. And with us here today also is Melanie Farrugia, who is working on the PR and organizational aspect of the Biennale. She has been organizing a few events, and she's also organizing some future events, which include an intimate reception at Liz Gay's garage in Zeytoun, so some Anna, and she'll be also preparing some other more socially related events. With us here today is Denis Pondruel, who is a French contemporary artist. Denis, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
First, ask to be patient with my English, which is not very academic.
No problem, then.
No problem. Thank you.
We can speak French and Russian for everybody.
Okay. Yes, so it seems that I'm invited in this next Biennale. I'm very happy of that because I'm very interested by the confrontation between art and religion, of course. Mm-hmm. Especially with a Catholic religion that I know a little bit, as all European people. And I think it's for one time, the theme is what could I say? Ambitious.
Yeah.
Ambitious, intelligent and ambitious. And I prefer that lots of exhibition were on the color or on the way of painting or something which is very anecdotic. And I hope that it will give a good result.
How do you see, if you permit me, then, how do you see your role within this team? Your personal artistic relationship with the theme Christianity, Spirituality and the Other. I mean, I know this is a complicated and a complex question.
I don't understand that.
How do you see your own participation, your own project within this particular theme?
We have tried this morning to explain a little bit mm-hmm. of that. What is interesting for me mm-hmm. in this Biennale is that the first time that I was in Malta, of course, I saw the decapitation de Saint Jean Baptiste, mm-hmm. Which fascinated me a mm-hmm. lot, as most of people, of course. And as I'm mostly working about portraits and heads and things like that, mm-hmm. I think it's a good way to connect to the theme of the Biennale. So I will work about yes. this religious theme, in fact, but which much more You have to stop me when
No, on the contrary, we would like to participate in this question, okay. Especially I've seen your works, images of your works, of course, also, and at least the majority of works which I've seen are related to space and cubes, right?
Yes.
Which how are you going to develop the theme?
Because that's the first view. When you see my work, it's a cube, it's a for the moment, because I've done lots of other things, very different. But at the moment, I'm really interested in what I call portrait.
Yes.
Portrait in French. I don't know the name in English, the same.
Portrait, yes.
Which are from outside, very, could I say, sad or not very sexy. It looks like a block
unlike these girls here at Campus FM.
They look like a block of concrete, you know. And when you come near, when you look at the small windows or doors inside this block, then you can see a complicated architecture inside and some words that are try to create a small world. Yes, as if it was the interior of a brain. That's it. It's why every block is different.
Yes,
because every block is a portrait of someone I've met, or a collector, or it's every time it's a portrait. Yes, architecture of his brain on the word or the sentence who lives in his brain.
So you managed to personalize these very concrete, very, let's say, maybe bland concrete blocks. You managed to give them some sort of personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
To ask you about two works that I've seen, which are related to water. One is a chamber which is submerged, and the other one is quite the opposite, which shows a stairs coming out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to know more about these works and the context about it.
It's why also I am interested in Saint Jean-Baptiste, because it's always this relation with water. I mean, it's very classical metaphor, but the water is considered as a soft of concretization of spirit. When you are in the water,
the
then
concretization of the spirit.
Of the spirit, yes. What you mentioned, this little room inside of the lake, it was a sort of place, that it was a sort of mental room.
A meditative room?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Which was in the middle of the spirit, esprit in French.
It was interesting to compare what Denis is saying with what Richard England, our architect, is proposing for the Mdina Biennale. He's also proposing a meditative space. It would be really interesting to see how in the future, when Denis' proposals would be more concrete, to even study and compare both artists, really, during the Biennale itself.
But Denis already has quite a clear idea of what he's going to propose.
Yes, would but you like to? It's difficult.
Yeah,
it's a bit difficult to describe it at the moment. But of course, I'm very interested by the head of Saint Jean-Baptiste.
But and you will be incorporating water into this piece as well.
Yes.
It's fascinating to see it as a result, I mean.
Yes. Yeah. And the work will also incorporate one of these structures as well that you're very famous for. Or it's more...
A different, you mean?
Most of his works involve these concrete blocks.
Yes.
This work for the Biennale will be something totally different.
Yes, I think it will be the head of Saint Jean-Baptiste will be in concrete. I'm sorry, but
the real one. Don't forget, Saint Paul has 8 heads, 24 hands.
Miracolo! Miracolo!
Miracolo!
But it's a way to make a thing to the skull. What we have in the head, it's a piece of, I don't know the name, calcaire, in French, calcaire. It's a stone.
Exactly.
In the head.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It can be
calcified.
It can be a concrete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I'm interested in there, whilst listening to it, even when we were discussing yesterday, you reminded me of the introductions to my lectures at the history of our department, that contemporary art seems to be either overshadowed by philosophical ideas, or even it's transposed into an idea. Mm-hmm. The sense that, I mean, is contemporary art continuing the artistic evolution of history of art, or has it become a theology, a philosophy?
That is a question.
And it creates this great big debates, of course, as you know.
Yes.
As you know. But I mean, when I'm here discussing this with you, maybe it's true that art has become a sort of a philosophical subject in contemporary world.
I hope so, but I'm not. Of course, I'm thinking about concept and
exactly,
and I try to make them a little bit concrete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what we can say that instead of philosopher that gives a picture that works with words,
uh-huh,
we are working with pictures, uh-huh, or
exactly,
figure,
yeah,
and so on.
Exactly.
But it's, and for me, I try to do both of them,
uh-huh,
to make a link between literature,
uh-huh,
words, the world of words, mm-hmm, and the world of pictures or
exactly
feelings which are not coming from words.
Mm-hmm.
I think you always had this element in your art, right, from the beginning.
Yes,
this relationship between literature and visual art.
I don't find fair to make a separation between those things.
Uh-huh.
Intelligence, I think, can have.
That's true. But I find it very particular to contemporary art, because even in previous, of course, I mean, both worlds were always interconnected. But what I think is in contemporary world, this synthesis is much more pronounced.
Yeah.
And, well, Tiziana, why are you so nervous? You're getting edgy. That's because you're very close to Denise, that's why. Yeah, she's getting excited. Denise, be careful, eh?
Wait,
we already had Ulysses Calypso. The Ulysses Calypso.
But I saw your team now.
Oh, yes, and we've got each week we're getting better and better,
Denise.
Yeah. Tiz.
Okay, it's my turn for a question now. It is very evident in your works that you're very much inspired by architecture, by space, and you express yourself in these almost modernist shapes with orthogonal lines and very brutalist material and structure. What is it that inspires you so much to take this approach for your works?
From the beginning, I think it was a sort of every block was thought like a small theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sort of like in the theater you have a scene.
The stage.
Yes, the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So the first movement is to build the stage.
Okay.
And then it will be a sort of very small.
Mm-hmm.
Story in this stage, you know, and this story is told with one word or a very short sentence.
Okay.
But first, it's a question of architecture, of how can you think, you know, how are your the corridors, the stairs, where your thinking is traveling. I don't know if I'm
traveling. Oh, okay. Traveling. Yeah.
Yes.
Within your stage produced object, you mean, or in general?
In that sort, particular, uh-huh. Yeah. And because you, sorry,
it's okay, it's okay.
I've just finished a very big book with all my drawings,
uh-huh.
Because I've done maybe 300 or 400, lots of them, uh-huh. That I've built after.
Uh-huh. When is this book coming out, if you don't mind?
With the post, it will come. Soon.
Because yeah. It would be interesting even to introduce also the book.
I thought
the
to take it, but it was too heavy for the
You have to work harder, Danny. You have to work hard. But with Tiziana's question, which I find really intriguing, is it possible? I know it's difficult to explain it on a radio with no visual help, but yesterday we really went around with Irene, another action group member, yesterday around the venues, right? How do you see Tiziana's question coming in, your relationship with space? I mean, when we entered the cathedral, you remember, you were completely surprised at the strength of the Baroque, of the saturation of Baroque elements and the idiom within the cathedral, and also in the museum cathedral, right, in the basement. And it's not a problem to try to relate to such a question. How do you figure your problem with that particular concrete space which you've seen, which you saw yesterday?
No,
it's not a problem, Tiziana, that the phone called. Just we have to feel free. I mean, it, on the contrary, it gives a normal feeling during the Campus FM program.
I don't know exactly how can I answer. Maybe it's a French writer, so it's called Philippe Solers.
Uh-huh.
Once he had a conversation with an architect very well known in France, Port-Zamparc.
Mm-hmm.
And Port-Zamparc asked, what is interesting architecture to Philippe Solers? And mm-hmm. Philippe Solers answered that, and I think it's really, really interesting. It's a place where I want to write.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's some place have a special capacity to make you, to give you energy.
Yeah, we discussed this morning actually about how you can be in this very hectic urban space and city space. Mm. So for example, like Paris, yeah, where you come from. And then through architecture you can build a spiritual space as the cathedral, for example, and you can walk inside the cathedral and be completely cut off from outside, and have time to meditate and ponder on life and what you have to do without being, you know, bombarded by what's outside. I don't know if you're I don't know if your own architectural concrete blocks create this kind of space for you.
It's what I feel most of time when I come into a church.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of calm, serenity, sort of, it's completely another world. But I think it's not really enough. What is interesting in the sentence of Solers, that it says that it's even more than that. It gives you energy to produce something.
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
It's not only rest or calm, or it gives you some. It's sort of intelligence.
Intellectual
place,
stimulus.
Yes.
Maybe.
Stimulation. You know, you don't know exactly why. Proportion of the ceiling of the know exactly.
Here I'd like to again provoke Tiziana, because Tiziana was and I hope will still continue. She's working on even the measurements of all the venues that we have. How do you relate, Tiziana, with what Dennis is saying? I mean, you've seen images of his work, but at the same time you're the only one who knows the exact measurements of all the venues there. How can you imagine how his works could relate to the proportions, let's say, of the cathedral or the basement at the museum cathedral, right? It's a fascinating question, the relationship between what Dennis is saying and what the proportions are.
So I feel that the experience of every piece of art, be it performing arts or visual arts, is directly dependent on the context which you experience the work of art in, whether it's a cathedral, whether it's a street, whether it's a public bathroom, it could be anywhere else. But the message and the feeling and the strength of the message is not only a sum of the work of art in itself and the space, but it's a combination, it's a strange combination of the two. And exactly. both elements strengthen each other to create something which is unique.
But now you will be involved, I hope, also when the works of art would be coming in, you'll be very much responsible as to see which work of art relates to a particular architecture and or proportions, so that together we can decide, together with the artist, the exact choice of space and the artwork itself.
In the Indiana Biennale, we have a vast number of venues, so
exactly.
And they vary tremendously. It varies from the grandeur of the Baroque and the strength and the color
exactly.
in the cathedral to, say, the Chapel of St. Peter in Chains, or, say, an outdoor area.
Or the basement.
Or the basement of the Cathedral Museum. So the combinations are really infinite, and it's not just that, it's the quality of the lighting.
But it's a very exciting stage. I'm really waiting for this.
Yes.
I'm really waiting for this. I really love this. Discussion and debate of how one should see, let's say, Denis Pondrieu's works within the particular space. And with Melanie, how do you relate with what you have studied together with what we're saying today? Well, anyway, I mean, but you're free, of course, to discuss.
I wanted first to ask Denis, if after visiting the venues, if he felt any connection with a particular venue where he sees his works should be
yes, really, yes, yes. I'm very interested in more than interested, I should say, because in a way this is the occasion to work even with my own questions, which is not so often. We sometimes we just answer to questions, you know. But in this particular place, it's really questions that I'm asking for me. I don't know if I...
So you haven't decided a place yet where you would like to have your work exhibited?
Yes, I think one of the best things that it was a place, really a religious place. I mean, a place which is marked with... the signs of the religion, because it's a real question of Saint Jean Baptiste. I don't take it as a decoration, you know. I try to say something.
So probably you will go for a church or a chapel, ideally
exhibit. The best should be maybe not a square in the because I need the dialogue. With
an intimate space.
Yes, I think it should be better to have a conversation between my proposition and what is
exactly. That's ordinary. Why I am really excited. Really, I'm sorry that I would like to repeat this. I'm waiting for the moment when we start to debate, to quarrel, and to be so nervous when the works come in and the relationship together with Tiziana and all the others, of course. But the question of, I love debating the relationship between space and the work, even on a normal exhibition. Now with the Zemdina thing, it's quite more ambitious because we've got big spaces as we've seen. And as we discussed yesterday, then if you remember, the question of your, let's call it, simplistic in a good sense of the word, right? And if you're going to choose the Baroque part of it, it would be a really strong dialogue.
I think it would be something quite radical for Malta. It's not something we've seen, something so simplistic in connection with our religious culture. You know, what we usually get is the Mdina Cathedral. You know,
by the way, if you don't mind me asking, Nick, you're studying, right?
Yes.
On your PhD proposal.
Yes, I'm working on that.
Which is what? Can you? It's not a secret, no?
No, of course it's not a secret. I'm looking at the cultural hegemony of the Roman Catholic religion in Malta. And its effect on art production so in the 20th century.
Can you try to relate now what you've seen with Denis Pondruer's works, right? Yes. His participation at Biennale. Within your PhD research, I know it's a bit early, but yes. It's a good thing that you can exploit the presence of artists, not only Denis, of course, but and how these can, do they relate to what you are studying, or is it something which is above board?
No, it does, it relates very much. I've taken a look at some of Denis's other works, and I've spent a lovely afternoon chatting with him about his work and his ideas. And he seems to have this spiritual dimension in his work, in very much in relation to the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
So in the cycles of the sun and such.
What are the cycles? Because don't forget, this is a radio program, so we must help a bit the listener.
So for example, he had this project in a public space, I think it was in a school, where he created these chambers.
Yes.
And at certain times of the year, depending on the position of the sun, so it was the equinox and the summer solstice and the winter solstice, the sun would enter in these chambers and these words would appear.
Well, it's very much like our Hajar Aim.
Exactly.
It's very much
connected. Yeah. In fact, we had mentioned this, that there's this connection to
that's
to
very
our
interesting
temples.
To find a modernist approach to Hajar Aim culture, really.
Yes.
It excites really me
is.
A lot.
What I think is very interesting is that there's this spiritual element in your work, Denis. And then now that you're coming to work in Malta, it's not your first time working in Malta, but you're creating something for a specific space in Malta, in Dino. And now that you are coming here and you're going to produce something specifically for here, you've put in this religious, let's say, Roman Catholic theme, rather than a broader spiritual aspect.
Ah, that's fascinating.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah, I'm very much also interested in this theme. If you remember, Nick, you helped me even in my Warburg paper when we discussed Picasso's idea of the decapitation.
Yes.
You remember how Picasso related to the decapitation process in his depictions, of course. Can we open Melanie again?